This is Community Action on Star 97.7.
It's brought to you exclusively by Machias Savings Bank. All roads lead to yes. This morning, Emily Birdsall is with us, the community educator for Community Action, and we're talking about heating assistance. And I'm sure with the winter that we've had, you've probably had a lot of calls.
Yes, we have had a significant amount of calls. We are well equipped to handle the volume, but we can't say it's been the easiest, but we have definitely done everything we can for our community.
So the winter's not over yet, even though the calendar says spring later this month. Can people still apply for assistance for what's left of the heating season this season?
Absolutely. People can definitely still apply. Applications are accepted until April 29th or until funds are exhausted for the HEAP program, which stands for Heating Energy Assistance Program. So people can definitely apply. We welcome people to apply. This also gives you more options for heating assistance in other ways.
You can tell we live in Maine. You can apply for heating through the end of April. Oh my gosh. Well, in a way, that's good. That gives people time if they think that it's too late or there's no more time, because I wasn't even sure when the deadline is.
There are three ways that people can apply. They can either come in person to our office, they can apply over the phone, or they can apply online through the Maine Housing website.
Coming up, learn how you or somebody you know can apply for HEAP, and there's another way you can get help too. That's on the way on Community Action, brought to you by Machias Savings Bank.
This is Community Action on Star 97.7.
It's brought to you exclusively by Machias Savings Bank. And Emily Birdsall is with us this morning, the community educator for Community Action. And we're talking about HEAP, the Heating Energy Assistance Program. And with the pretty cold winter that we had, you must be seeing a lot of new people applying.
We are seeing new people. We're also seeing plenty of people who rely on this program and really emphasize to us how important this is in our community, you know, people who routinely access this service. And something that we like people to know is this HEAP benefit, the thing we hear a lot from families is that it gets used up really quick. They didn't anticipate how quickly it was going to be used. So there's actually, once you qualify for HEAP, there's an additional benefit that you can get, a one-time benefit, $500 credit. It's called an ESIP, or the Energy Crisis Intervention Program. So people who have HEAP and they find that they've maxed out their benefit.
Like this winter, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
There's more help.
There is more help. So like I said, it's one time, but you know that $500 can really get you through a time when you might not know if you can.
All right. I know there's certain things we can't talk about for privacy issues, but you know, I'm sure there's people listening that may falsely think, well, I'm not going to reach out because I don't qualify. Can you give some general guidelines? Who can qualify and why should everybody reach out to see?
Yeah, people can reach out to our agency specifically because you never know if you know you're right within that income guidance. That's how Maine Housing decides who gets heating assistance. But let's say you know you've had a particularly tough winter, personal things happen, we know life is crazy, it's never ending. You can call our agency directly, and we actually have funds that are donated right into our community. So that is another way
nice.
People can receive assistance.
Community Action on Star 97.7, brought to you exclusively by Machias Savings Bank. All roads lead to yes.